The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
It is the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Well, I said I was going to make some comments about the protests at Ohio State last evening at the top of the hour, but it's Friday, and Fridays are open phones, and I always defer to the phones, and we enter this segment with jammed phone lines. Yep, every phone line is full, so I'll reserve my comments for a little later, and we will go to the phones. First up is Charles in Tip City, Ohio. Charles, welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live. Thanks for calling.
Hello?
Hello, Charles. I can hear you.
Okay, because you're kind of breaking up at your end, so I'm just going to just go through it. Hopefully you can hear me just fine.
I can.
Okay, you cleared up. Cool. Okay, so anyway, I've called like 3 or 4 times now, so you always have a. I'll try to keep it brief, though. 2 things. Taylor Swift, I called about, but you mentioned those protests, and I always like look at it like, what do you really expect America to do? Like, it's not America isn't Israel. What do you want us to do about it? What are we gonna do? And we could say, hey, Israel, but you know what? Seriously, there's like 8 other countries involved in that deal. What are you gonna do?
Well, you know, like, true.
But anyway, Taylor Swift, I mean, I've dealt with, like, you know, atheists and people like that. You know, it's just, I mean, the way I see it, you know, it's like Christ said, people are going to hate us for believing and following him. And, you know, and I always looked at, you know, religion or, like, you know, Christianity and whatnot, like, even if you don't necessarily are the most faithful in God and whatnot as a lifestyle. I mean, you're kind of throwing out the baby with the bathwater, looking at it like, oh, it's some cult. It's like, yeah, but if they're being charitable, getting along with each other, like, you know, believing in being neighborly, you know, the nuclear family, supporting family and the elderly. It's
yeah,
like,
what does that have to do with Taylor Swift?
Oh, I mean, well, you know, they always say the same stuff, Mr. Burney. Christianity's a cult, those weirdos, you know, the ancient, like, medieval thinking, this, that, or the other. So, I mean, I honestly didn't, I kind of caught wind of the last little bit of stuff you're talking about, Taylor Swift, because okay. I was kind of getting off of work. But
the thing that bothers me, Charles, and thanks for the call, I appreciate it a great deal. The thing that bothers me is that her enormous impact on kids. I mean, kids almost worship her. I mean, they do. You know, they call themselves Swifties, and her latest album is blatantly anti-God, anti-Christian. I think we should speak out against that. But what do I know? Beaver Creek, Ohio, we've got Preston on the line. Hey, Preston, it's been a while since we've talked. How are you today?
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Preston.
Hey, great. I'm sorry, I'm a little nervous about being on the air.
Oh, you don't need to be nervous. We haven't lost any callers yet. What's on your mind?
Well, Yeah, it was about Taylor Swift. You know, I was listening and I heard what you were saying about her her lyrics, and you know, that's what I've been saying for like a long time. You know, even before her new album released, I've noticed like a lot of red flags in her album. I kind of ignore them. You know, just musicians making music. You know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really have noticed in this latest album, you know, what she said about, what was it? What were the lyrics? Sorry, I can't remember.
Well, that's okay. I've heard little rumors about Satanism, satanic references in her music. And to be honest, I haven't paid a whole lot of attention to it until this latest album is so explicitly anti-Christian. And as I said, music is powerful. I mean, music is for good or for bad. We use it for good, and music is good, not just Christian music. There's a lot of uplifting music that can uplift your heart, encourage you, minister to you, not just Christian. But then there is music that tears down, discourages, and indoctrinates. That's my problem with this particular album. It is indoctrinating young people against the church, against Christ, against Christians, against parents. I got a problem with that, and I don't have any problem speaking out about it.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I don't know how else to put it.
All right.
I mean, me myself, I listen to metal sometimes, and they say metal satanic, but I mean, what I know is that those bands, those members, they do say they are not anti-Christian. I know some metal bands who you would think are demonic, they're actually Christians, and I really hope that Taylor Swift does, maybe say something about it, say I'm not anti-Christian. Or something. But,
well, I hope she's not either, but if she's not, she needs to change the lyrics if she's not anti-Christian. She needs to change the lyrics.
Honestly, yeah, and I honestly didn't even like the album that much either. I honestly preferred some of her older stuff.
Okay. I wouldn't know the old from the new. Hey, Preston, thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Have a great day. Have a great weekend.
You.
All right, Paul in Grove City. How are you, man?
Hey, Bob, buddy. I'm doing super on this open phone Friday where you just let anybody come on the radio there, Bob, buddy.
Well, that is for sure.
Hey, I'm calling in about two things, about the Taylor Swift and about the protest. I'll go with the protest first, Bob.
Okay.
This is like George Floyd, maybe without the burning of the buildings and that, but who knows, that may be coming.
It
and
will.
I'm like, I wish somebody would have the guts. I mean, at least Trump came out about it, where he stands, but, to really take a stand about it. And as far as the Taylor Swift bomb, I think a lot of parents, either like the Preston guy just said, they ignore it, or they're not really catching the words in the music that these kids are listening to. I see it. I talk to a lot of my Christian friends with movies and stuff with the language, and a lot of it.
I know.
The radar's not up like mine, maybe. That's not to say I'm a saint, because I still watch movies I probably shouldn't be, watching because some of the wording, but they don't catch the words in the movies. It's kind of the same thing.
Well, they don't care. They don't care. And when you point it out to many people, well, it's just music. That's all it is. Or it's just a movie. And I know it was filled with graphic sex and tons of profanity, but the storyline was so good.
Yeah.
Really? Really? I challenge people. Whatever movies, music you watch, TV programs, music that you listen to, see if it can pass the Philippians chapter 4 test. Whatsoever things are beautiful, that whole list of things in Philippians chapter 4, we are commanded to think on those things. We're to put aside the filth of the world. The Bible is not ambiguous on that. But Christians, yeah. Christians so often want to be like the world. They don't want to be different. They don't want to be weird. They don't want to stand out. They want to be accepted because they have not understood that their acceptance is not in this world and their neighbors and the people next door and even their family. Their identity must be in Christ. But so many Christians are so insecure that they refuse to be different, to be separated as Scripture commands us to be. And that's not legalism. We are called to holiness. We're not called to legalism, but we are called to be different. We are called to be different from the world around us. All right, Paul, I gotta go to a break. Thanks for the call.
I know, man, Paul. Take care, buddy.
Have a good weekend. All right. My number, if you want to get involved, 877-BOB-LIVE. We've gone from jammed phone lines. Now I've got a phone line available if you want to get in on the discussion. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
All right, let me just share some thoughts on the campus protests across the country, and then more specifically, what's going on at The Ohio State University right here in Columbus. Number one, these are not just pro-Palestinian protests. They're anti-Israel protests. They're anti-Semitic. They are pro-terrorist protests. We need to understand that. You must understand this. Oh, we're waving Palestinian flags and we're just standing for the oppressed. No, they're not. They want Israel destroyed. These are anti-Semitic, anti-Jew. That's number one. Number two, they are not organic or spontaneous. They are not. They are well-planned, well-organized. There are even books and pamphlets being distributed on campuses all across America telling people how to protest, how to disobey orders from police and the university, the administration, and so forth. They are encouraged to disobey the law, disobey police. These are well-organized nationally and almost internationally. Have you noticed? You've seen several aerial views of protests at Yale, Harvard, Columbia, USC, UCLA, aerial pictures from drones. Have you noticed how many tents they have? They're all exactly the same. Yeah, I wonder how this spontaneous, organic protest. How did all these people across the country come up with the same tent, same color, same size, you know, and so forth? So anyway, they are not organic. They are not spontaneous. They are well organized by pro-terrorist organizations around the country. One guidebook that is being passed around begins with, first, we take Columbia. Yeah. Quote, pro-Palestinian protesters at Columbia University and Yale are circulating a guidebook to activists across the country encouraging more occupations and teaching them how to be successful. The pamphlet titled, First We Take Columbia. Yeah, the pamphlets are available in English, French, Turkish, Chinese, Spanish, Japanese, and of course, English. And step by step, how do you protest? How do you resist the police, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, locally, I don't know whether you watched it, but Joy and I watched for one solid hour last night, Channel 28. That's the 10 o'clock news here in Columbus. The same station as Channel 6, who has 11 o'clock news. Channel 6 and Channel 28, operated by the same people, same company. They are sister stations. Well, Channel 28 has the 10 o'clock news, and we often watch the 10 o'clock news to see the weather. And then we go to bed. Well, last night, right at the very beginning, they had live coverage of the protests on the campus of Ohio State University. And for one solid hour, one entire hour, they basically abandoned the entire newscast at 10 o'clock and went live for 1 hour on the campus. And for 1 hour, they gave incredible time to the protesters, the rabble-rousers. No dissent whatsoever. The reporter on the scene was doing her best to be dramatic. I'm getting into the circle here, and blah, 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 you know. No questions. Do you folks understand about what happened on October 7th? Do you understand what's going on? Why are you here? Why are you No, just they're here. And they gave quite a bit of time to a supposed faculty member at Ohio State. I don't know whether she really was or not, but she was melodramatic. Now get the picture. Police, primarily Ohio Highway Patrol officers, are standing around, and they are using extraordinary restraint. I mean, extraordinary restraint. And so the local news reporter puts a microphone in the face of this so-called faculty member of Ohio State, and she waxes melodramatic. I've been here for 12 years. I've been a part of many protests. I have never seen the police become so violent so quickly. I can't believe what I'm seeing in front of my very eyes. I don't know what agitated the police like they are. It's terrible. I've been here for 12 years. I've never seen anything like this. And while she is frantic, the highway patrol officers are standing there, calm, cool, trying desperately to reason with the protesters, trying to talk to them. 1 hour of this nonsense on one of our local TV stations. I'm not done. I've got some more things I will say, but we need to take a break.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.